Will you bow your heads with me? Dear God, thank you for giving us this day to glorify you. Thank you for giving us this family that we might be able to share with one another in our times of need. You've blessed us in so many ways, God, and I would ask that you would give us strength and courage to do your will. I hope this message that I'm going to give right now is in accordance to your will, and that it will be pleasing to your ears. It is in your Son's holy name I pray. Amen. I have to admit, I was a little afraid of doing that. I've never opened with a prayer. I've never actually led a prayer up here before. But that's really silly, because I shouldn't be afraid with God at my side. And I should never let fear stop me from praying. So why do we pray? Because we were told to? Because we're afraid of what might happen if we don't? Why do you pray? Why do you choose to look toward heaven and talk to God? And when you do pray, what are you praying for? What is it that is on your heart that you feel the need to share it with God? And why is it so important that you share it with God? What do you get out of it? What does God get out of it? And I want you to ask yourself, how often do you pray? Because prayer is a wonderful thing. It's our chance to meditate with God. It's our chance to talk to God. Prayer is our chance to ask God what our hearts desire, whatever it might be. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, Jesus says this, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And then later, in chapter 22, verse 22, Jesus tells us, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And then in John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14, Jesus tells us how to ask. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father will be glorified through the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And later, in chapter 14, Jesus says again, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. As long as we love God and follow his commands, he will provide for us. As long as we ask in his name and in accordance with his will, he will provide for us. We are so blessed in our lives that we can have God, that we can ask for his blessings in prayer, and we know that he will provide for us. Prayer is also our chance to seek God's guidance. In James chapter 1, verses 5, James writes, if you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without fault, and it will be given to you. God is willing to give you guidance. All you have to do is ask for it in prayer. Prayer is also our chance to see God's grace. In Hebrews, it says, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We aren't worthy for God's grace and mercy, yet we can seek it through prayer. And prayer is also our chance to thank God. Paul writes in Colossians, give joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light, for he has rescued us from dominion of darkness and brought to us the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. We can use our prayers to thank God for everything that he has given us in this world. But prayer is more than asking God for his grace. It's more than thanking God for his grace. Prayer is about having a channel to God that we can trust and know that he is listening. It's the assurance that we know that we are in his good graces and following his wills, his will. It's about building a relationship with God. Throughout Jesus' life, we can tell, and he's shown us, the perfect relationship that we should strive for. He prayed to God for everything. Nothing he did was out of line of God's plan, and that was because he was sent from God. We can see time and time again how Jesus would pray. When Jesus fed the 5,000 and the 4,000 men, each time he gave thanks for the bread before giving to those who came looking for him. He broke and said thanks. In John, when Jesus predicts his death, he says to his apostles, "What shall I say? Father, come save me from this hour? No, it was for your reason that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." In this instance, he sees what God has planned for him. And instead of asking for selfish reasons or asking for to be saved, he instead chooses to glorify God. And again, the night before he is to be arrested and then crucified, when he's praying to God, he says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus didn't pray for selfish reasons. He prayed for God's will to be done on earth. He prayed that what he was doing would be in accordance to God's will. He prayed as to glorify God. Again, in John, Jesus says this, "I have set for you an example that you should do as I have done for you. For truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now you know these things. You will be blessed if you do them." We are called to be imitators of Christ. He was sent here not only to die for our sins, but also to be an example for us. And the example that he showed is to love God. We are called to do what Christ did and pray to God. We are called to look towards heaven to God for guidance. We are called to thank God for all he has done for us. And in all things, pray that his will be done, because that is the example that Christ left for us to follow. Because we serve a living God, we know that he is there for us. In Proverbs it says, "Lord, detest the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him." When we commune with God in prayer, it makes him happy, because God hates sin as it is an affront to him. But he loves his children, and he loves those who seek him. And James writes, "Come near to God, and he will come to you." And then later he says, "Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up." God wants you to come to him in prayer. He wants you to find closeness with him. And he will reward those that seek him out. He doesn't get tired of your prayers. He doesn't get bogged down by them, because he's the be-all, the end-all, the everything. He wants you to be closer to him. It's why we are called out to be more like Christ, the son that he loved. He wants to love you. He wants to give to you. He has plans for you to be glorified. But you have to seek him out. And you have to seek him out in prayer. You have to seek out his will through prayer. I like to think that, or I know that my life could use more prayer. Looking back on my life, I can see plenty of times where I could have or I should have been praying, but I didn't. I didn't turn to God for guidance. I didn't look to heaven and ask God for his grace. And I didn't bow and thank God for what he's given me. And today I still find myself lacking. I could and should pray more. I try to be open-minded and I try to see the blessings that he's given me, but somehow I always fall short. But that shouldn't stop me from seeking him out today. My weakness and shortcoming should urge me to look towards heaven and find out what it is he is calling me to do. I should strive for a life that is Christ-like. I know one thing that I was always afraid of was I always assumed that I wasn't good enough to pray, that whatever I could say wouldn't be enough, so for some reason I thought, why even bother? I let that stop me from communing with God, and I let it be an excuse. The problem with that logic, though, is when you accept Christ into your life, and when you are baptized, God gives us the Holy Spirit. In Romans, Paul writes, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." When you have the Spirit with you, it doesn't matter how you pray to God, because God loves you, and He loves those that glorify him. You shouldn't be afraid to pray, and you shouldn't worry about things. Paul also writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus." We shouldn't let worries or doubts or fears being in our way when we pray, because we know that God is listening to us, and we know that he will guide us, and we know that he will give us peace, and that we can trust that he will take care of us. Paul also writes, "Rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." He basically is telling us that we should never stop praying continuously, always, giving thanks in all circumstances. He's urging us to have this relationship with God, where God is in all parts of our lives. Every good thing, every opportunity, everything that comes our way, we should see God in that, and a way to thank God for what he's given us. Here's a quote from a man named Oswald Chambers. He says, "It is impossible for a believer, no matter what his experience, to keep right with God if he will not take the trouble to spend time with God. Spend plenty of time with God. Let other things go, but do not neglect him." I can't urge myself or any of you in here enough to pray daily. I can't urge you and myself to not let the world get in your way. All I can really say is this. My advice to you would be for you to go home and read your Bibles. And if you're not sure where to start, there's plenty of good places. You can read any of the Gospels, or you could go home and read James, because it's a very short book, but it's packed full of good things. Whatever you read, read and then meditate on what God is trying to tell you. And then pray to God. And then the next day, pray to God. And the next day, pray to God. Thank God for the small blessings in your life. Thank God for the large blessings in your life. Ask him for guidance. Ask him for grace. Ask that the Holy Spirit will give you courage, that it will give you strength. Don't be afraid to pray, and don't let doubt keep you from talking to God. Don't let your shortcomings and weakness stop you. If you're like me, don't let life distract you from God. Open your heart to God in prayer. Build a relationship with God. He is waiting for you to seek him. We all fall short of this, but that is why Jesus came here. He is the way. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He is the most important thing in your life. He is the thing that you should be thinking about daily and in all aspects of your life. Everything focusing on how Christ and how God has been impacting your life. Don't let the world keep you from a relationship with God. Don't let anything keep you from that relationship with God. Pray to God daily. And I'll end tonight the way I started, the way I think that we should all start and end our days, thanking God for giving us another day, and thanking God for giving us his grace through his son Jesus. If you'll bow with me again. Dear God, thank you again for today. Thank you again for the blessings that I've received from you today, and the blessings that I've received from you in the past, and the blessings that I will receive from you in the future. Thank you for the people that you've placed in my life. May they help guide me closer to you. And may the people in this building help each other. May they help guide each other to be closer to you. And may your servants seek out your will, God. And may we all find a way to be closer to you. It is in your Son's holy name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.